Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Well, every month I'm getting a bill for $49.97 from you, and I have no idea what this is.
All right, so I understand you're calling in regards to possible charges, in which I'll be happy to assist. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
32504.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
My first name is Lee, L-E-A. My last name is Hartzog, H-A-R-T-Z-O-G. Zog,
okay.
Hartzog.
Thank you. Just a moment. All right, thank you for patiently holding. And can you provide me your shipping address, please?
My shipping address is 6430 Chapel Street, C-H-A-P-E-L, Pensacola, Florida, 32504.
All right, thank you for that information. So I show on October the 29th, you placed an order for our Wi-Fi booster. This is a product that improves Wi-Fi coverage and signal, with you covering the shipping and handling of $7.45 at the time of the initial order. So within the terms and conditions, it did explain by you placing an order that you would also be enrolling into our Consumer Gadgets Club, which is basically an online gadget store that you're enrolled into 48 hours after the order has been placed. By being a member, of course, you do receive a $125 gift card that's sent via email every month, and you're billed for that membership as well, which is priced at $49.97 a month as well.
But I'm getting it every month.
That's correct.
And I'm not ordering anything.
It's a month-to-month subscription, ma'am. So it's a membership. You're going to be billed every month. If you, you know, of course, continue with this membership, it's priced at $49.97
I don't want the
month.
Membership. What I don't want the membership. I never wanted the membership. I didn't know I signed up for it.
Yes, this information
I wouldn't even know.
Provided today is from the terms and conditions that were also supplied when you did submit your order for the Wi-Fi booster. So I'll go ahead and submit the cancellation for you. That goes in effect immediately. Just a moment.
Okay.
All right. So the account is canceled. This goes in effect immediately. If you have a pen or pencil with you, I can provide you the confirmation for the cancellation and let me know when you're ready.
I am ready.
All right. Confirmation, C as in cancel, 258.
Stop.
C as in cancel.
C, capital. Okay.
258.
Okay.
893-142.
Okay.
And I'm going to repeat it again. C, 258-893-142. So as a recap, your account's
okay.
Canceled. You have the confirmation regarding that as well.
Okay. So in other words, you're charging me $49.97 to be able to order something from you?
No, ma'am. $49.97 is the price of the membership that you were enrolled into when you placed the order for the Wi-Fi booster. That is how much the monthly membership cost is every month.
Well, I certainly don't remember anything about that. There's no way I can get these charges taken off.
So they're going to be valid based on the terms and conditions that were agreed upon. But what I can offer is a courtesy refund. This will be for the latest charge only. I can offer a courtesy refund of 35%, and that will reflect within an estimated 3 to 5 business days.
I will take it. I'll take anything.
All
okay.
Right. So I'm going to go ahead and submit the refund for you. That, again, will reflect within the next few business days. Everything's canceled, refunded for the latest charge. And, of course, that confirmation is going to be in regards to the cancellation and refund submitted today as well.
Okay. And you're going to do the 35% off also?
That is correct. Yes, ma'am. That has already been submitted.
Perfect. Oh, I feel so much better. I kept thinking, what is that? What is that? Okay. All for a little $7 and something. Booster, which I can't use. Okay. I appreciate your help very, very, very much, and I'll take any discounts you can give me. Thank you.
You are most definitely welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.